Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening and praise the Lord. Good afternoon. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, and I am so excited today that you have joined us and for our broadcast on today. With Radio Land and you that's in our studio, I want to greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we're so excited and delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today, and I extend a warm welcome to you. Amen. I just thank and praise God for today. We want to call our worship service to order today. I'm so grateful that we're together again for worship. You know, it's always good to come together to worship, and I thank and praise God for that. I want to open up with our devotion. I'm going to read a scripture and pray. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. Thyself from thee, oh, where shall I go? Amen, amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I waited for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all iniquities. I have just read you Psalms entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, Father, asking you to forgive us today for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. If we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, I ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our anything in there that should not be. Father, we ask you to burn it out. Send the fire of God, Lord, to burn it out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come now asking you to bind the strong man in the name of Jesus from this radio broadcast, from our lives, anywhere he is. Lord, I ask you to bind him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless our worship service on today. I'm asking you to cover each one that's up under the sound of my voice and the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from any danger at all. Father, I ask you right now to send your anointing, Father. Send your anointing today, Lord. send the anointing of God today, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we call it on you for your anointing, Father, over this radio broadcast. Every word that come out of my mouth, Father, let it be pleasing to your sight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, now I decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and preach to your people on today, Father. And, Father, let everyone that's going to be used during our broadcast be decreased, and let you just take over and yield to the Holy Ghost on today. Father, we love you and we bless you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I thank and praise God today, for God is good and his mercy is everlasting. I just thank him today, and I give God glory on this afternoon. We don't want to get distracted, and we don't want to be off of focus for under no circumstance, but God is so good. I thank him for everything, everything that he does for us. And I'm just so grateful that he uses us in our places. And I just give God praise. I give God praise. I give him praise. I give him praise, and I just thank him today for using us. Sometimes some people don't ever be used by God. And if you do, you don't even know you're being used by God. You think you're being used by yourself. So I thank and praise God for that. Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to go into our testimonial service today. We're going to call a prophetess, Lisa Harris, to come and do our testimonial service today for us. Amen. Amen.
Hello, Apostle Deborah Dates.
Amen. Hello.
Everyone, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Good. Amen. I thank God for today. I thank you for this opportunity to share in the broadcast. And at this time, we would just like to invite anyone, if you have a testimony about the goodness of the Lord in your life and through Christ Jesus, how God has brought you out, we invite you at this time to share your testimony. It's a blessing when we edify one another. My testimony may encourage you, and yours will encourage me, and we are strengthened. Amen. Everyone walks away strengthened, amen, and more on fire for the Lord. I would like to just say a quick testimony. I just want to thank God for another day of life. I thank God for that our God is the creator of heaven and earth. And that means he created the laws. He created the sun, the sky, the moon, you know, the ocean, the earth. He created us. And that means he understands us in the details of every intricacies of our lives, our personalities. He understands how things work. And so we can be real with God. We want to be reverent. And we must realize God is holy and righteous. We can't stand before him in our own flesh. No flesh can glory before him, but we have Christ Jesus. And if you don't have Christ Jesus, we want to invite you to do that and know that God is able. And I just thank God that even as much as we can grow, and it doesn't matter how many years we've known God, it doesn't matter how long we've been in church, we can still have room for growth. There are still exciting things that God wants to show us, great things that he wants to do in and through us. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. God wants to use you. He wants to be in relationship and fellowship to you. I don't know about anybody else, but that's exciting news to me, because sometimes there are some clubs and associations that you might not be welcome in. You might not have enough money, or you might not have the right stature. Your last name might not be right. You may be of the wrong gender. Maybe you were born at the wrong time. But guess what? When it comes to the household of faith, when it comes to being a part of the kingdom of heaven, you're invited in. If you want to come in and you're willing to lay down your sins before God and just let them look, Lord. Amen. I need you. This is who I am. Please take me and make me who you want me to be. You are welcomed into his kingdom through Christ Jesus. Amen. So at this time, I want to open up to Radio Land and even anyone on our broadcast with End Time Men and Women of War. Please share your testimony.
Amen, amen. Prophetess Harris, this is Apostle Dean, and I will not let one time pass by me. If I'm anywhere on any radio broadcast or any church, in the courthouse, anywhere, and they talk about stand up and say something for the Lord, I'm going to be trying to jump high as the ceiling, raise my hand as hard as I can and to say something, because he's been so good to me. God is just an awesome God, and I just thank him. I give reverence and praise to the Almighty God who is my life, to Apostle Deans and his everyone in their respective places. I indeed just thank and praise God for another opportunity to just say something for him, because he's a great God. God is a great God, and I'm so thankful that I know him. I just thank God that I have an opportunity to know the Lord, and I give him praise, and I give him glory every time I get a chance. He's just so awesome to me. He, like I said before, he's waking me every morning for 60 years. I thank God today. That's a mighty long time to wake somebody up every day for 60 years.
Amen.
I can't even count the days. I give God all the praise and glory. He is an awesome God. And I, it's so much I have to say for him. All the things that he does for us. He don't have to do these things. But by his grace, he do them. By his mercy that he gives us every day, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful to be in the land of the living. I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me. I'm standing in my wealthy place, healthy, wealthy.
Amen.
I thank God in the name of Jesus. He is an awesome, awesome God, and I love him today. I love him today. I don't care what nobody else do. I care, but I'm not caring, because they know, and I know, that I got the one for my life for Jesus. I got the one for my life for Jesus, I'm telling you. And we ought to all run for our lives. And I just want to encourage somebody today, run for your life for Jesus. I'm telling you, that's the best insurance you could ever have. Nationwide, Progressive, none of them can assure you like Jesus can.
Amen.
We need to run for our life to Jesus. And I'm so grateful that, my mother brought us up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I thank God for that. So I'm not going to hold up the testimonial line. We're going to keep it open for a few minutes, because you shouldn't have to think about saying something for the Lord. Because when it comes to him thinking about working on your behalf, he don't even think. He just, before you can even ask him, he already doing it. So if you have something to say for the Lord, this is your finest hour. Okay, Prophetess Harris, God bless her heart. And I'm telling you, this woman of God is on fire for the Lord. I'm going to get her to get on this radio broadcast and preach her heart out, and y'all going to be trying to find out where she is. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Deborah Deans. It is always an honor to hear your testimony. Amen. You have, so much wisdom and experience, and I just thank you, for your wisdom in the Lord. And I thank God, for all of our godly leaders. Amen. And I just ask that we, those of us who are believers, that we keep them lifted up. At this time, I want to continue to open the doors, of the testimony service. And please just just say a small, short word for the Lord. Don't be shy, because God said, Jesus said, if you don't be ashamed of me before men, I won't be ashamed of you before God my Father.
Amen.
Does anyone have a testimony at this time?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God, you know, for another day of life. And my testimony is that the Lord just continues, you know, while there is seed time and harvest, he continues, even though we have problems and troubles upon the earth and in our lives, he continues to smile on us. You know how I know? Because it rained today. And when it rains, sometimes they say when it rains, it pours. But guess what? There are some places that really want and need rain. So we ought to thank God even when it rains, because the latter and the former rains are a blessing, because when it rains, it brings a harvest. And I'm asking the Lord to rain down on us right now to the point in our lives that our lives will be so full of joy and peace and miracle signs and wonders that we'll be stumbling over each other trying to give a testimony. We'll have to say, oh, excuse me, you go ahead first. You go ahead. Because I know that God is still alive. I know that God is still good. And it's quiet right now. Maybe someone is shy right now. But, Lord, I'm asking right now that the next time that this line is open for a testimony service, the next time that the preach word goes forth, that someone will come to be saved. Someone will come and talk about the goodness of the Lord. Because if the enemy, the enemy is not ashamed to tell his story, her story, the enemy is going to tell you how they going to do what they going to do. They going to take over. But you, we, as the people of God, we should say how good God is, and that God is so good that he will give us the victory and even bless our enemies and win them over against the enemy, because we wrestling not against flesh and blood. So I just want to just thank God for this testimony time, and I want people to be thinking about your testimony before the Lord. Amen, Apostle Deborah.
Yes,
Apostle Dean.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God be the glory.
But we thank and praise God for Prophetess Harris doing our testimony a part of the service today, and we give God praise today. You know, you got to talk up for the Lord. You got to stand up for Jesus. You got to stand up for him, because he's been awfully good to us. He's been such a blessing to us. And anytime it's time to say something for the Lord, I'm trying to run. I'm telling you, I jump up to the highest mountain. I want to go first. I want to do this. I want to say something for the Lord. So we thank and praise God for a prophet, Prophetess Lisa. Amen. Just 1 second.
Hello?
Amen, amen. Is this testimony service, has it been opened up?
Yes, it has. I'm Apostle
Deborah. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And when I go off and you all don't hear me, you all just go right on with it, because you all know that I'm at work. And so you know how the enemy try to distract me. So, yes, this is testimony of service. I was just getting ready to come out of it. If you have anything to say for the Lord, you can.
Amen, amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I bring greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior,
amen,
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, our elder brother that sits up in heaven on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Good evening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to say a well word for the Lord today, because God is so awesome in all his ways, you know, and I just want to acknowledge him, because he is an awesome God. You know, a lot of times we go through some hard, hard trials and tests in our lives, you know, and we You know, we don't know what to think of it, but, you know, we allow those tests and those trials to beat us down and to beat us up, you know. But I heard a writer said that we should count it all joy when we fall into
yes,
direct temptation. You know, we should count it all
yes.
joy because the Word of God says all things shall work together for the good of those that love God and call according to His purpose.
Amen.
So I just thank and praise yes. God for the trials and the tests that He has taken me through. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I just thank and praise
thank
God
you,
for bringing me out. Hallelujah. Because He
yes.
has brought me out. He has opened up my eyes. Hallelujah. He has
yes.
opened up my ears. And I just thank and
Amen.
Praise God for what He's thanking me. I thank and praise God for the word that He's put on the inside of me. Glory to God. I just
yes.
thank and praise God for this awesome, awesome ministry, the End Time Men and Women of
Amen.
War. I thank and
Amen.
Praise God for
Amen.
Apostle Edward Deans and Apostle Deborah Deans and everyone
thank you, Lord.
That's associated
Amen.
With this ministry. This is an awesome ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord
thank
said
you,
that
Lord.
He's taking ministry on new heights. Glory to God.
Yes.
Lord,
thank you,
we're taking
Jesus.
This ministry worldwide, glory, already
Amen.
Global.
Yeah.
So He's going to add to this ministry daily, glory to God.
Amen.
Because of the things
thank
that
you,
it
Lord.
Has endured, we are still standing.
Yes.
And I just thank and praise
thank
God
yes.
for the door.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank and praise God for her obedience because so many times she could have gave up, she could have thrown in the towel, but she kept being obedient.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And,
thank
and
you,
the Jesus. Word says that obedience is better than sacrifice, and I just thank and praise God
yes,
for her,
Lord.
Her obedience, because
amen.
If it had not been for her
thank
obedience,
you.
Amen, we wouldn't be here today continuing to stand
you,
on
Lord.
His word.
Amen.
So I just thank and praise God for the end time men and women of war.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch where the Lord is taking this ministry. This is the end time men and women of war global ministries. We're gonna
yes.
mean something in these last days. People are gonna be coming
yes.
everywhere for
yes.
prayer and deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're
yes,
gonna
Lord.
Be so busy,
yes.
each and every person that's associated with this ministry, the Lord is going to be using, the phone lines are going to be busy, hallelujah. I see the Lord
Amen,
adding
Lord.
More phone lines, more prayer lines.
Thank you,
we're
Jesus.
We're going to be busy praying
yes.
for people, hallelujah. We're going to be
Glory.
So
busy. Thank you, Jesus.
We're not going to even have time but just to pray. We're going to have prayer lines just taking
yes.
call after call after call.
My Lord. Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
So, I just thank and praise God, and I better go ahead and let this thing go. But just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just thank and praise God for blessing my ears. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I
thank
just
you,
thank
Jesus.
And praise God for His anointing. Glory to God. And
yes,
I just thank
Lord.
And
God. Thank you,
pray
Jesus.
My strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I would do the
hallelujah.
Same for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that awesome testimony. Was that Prophet Sadler? Thank you so much for
yes.
that awesome testimony. Glory to God. Any more testimonies? Can we take one more, Apostle Dean, or you want to move on?
No, we can take one more if somebody else would.
Anyone else?
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone want to give
time.
A testimony about the goodness of the Lord?
Amen.
Yes. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Well, I mean, God knows. And just because we're on the radio broadcast don't mean you can't say something for the Lord. Just like a prophet, as Harris said, he said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. So we have to not, because we're on the radio, clam up. It's nothing but a radio. You know, it's nothing but a radio. So, I you know, we got to move on. You know, we got to just go on in the Lord and going through the, our service. But I thank and praise God for Prophetess Sally and that awesome and powerful testimony, as well as Prophetess Harris. It's awesome. And
amen.
I thank and praise the Lord for today. And we're going to move on. I'm not worried. I can do praise and worship today. But we're going to go on to our the word of Peter. To the word of God. I'm not going to interrupt. Hold on. I'm sorry, everyone. God bless you all for holding on in everything. I thank and praise God. We're going to get ready for the word of God because it's too many other distractions coming my way. Soon as I said that, the phone rang, and then I hung up from that call and another phone rang, so we got to get through this. I don't really have a – God just gave me what to talk about today, so I'm going to talk about that. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin that I've committed against you, Father. If I've offended anyone, Lord, please forgive me now. In the name of Jesus, search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, I ask you to remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bind that strong man that keep trying to distract and block. In the name of Jesus, bind him now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on today. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things and for your glory. Amen and amen. So we're going to come. I'm coming today, and I think the subject and the title that he gave me this morning is, Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet? I'm coming from 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 through 4. 1 Kings 17, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. Amen, amen. And we're talking about, are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are you where God sent you? Are you in a place where God put you or directed you to? Now, here, God told Elijah after he told him what to say. God commanded or told this man to present at the time when Ahab and Jezebel sit on the throne of Israel. It would be to someone who would have the courage to stand. See, somebody had to stand up against them. God had this man ready for that job. See, God gets us ready for different things at different times. He was Elijah, the prophet. He got him ready. One of the greatest men who ever walked across the pages of the scriptures, the prophet Elijah. Also, he is probably the man who will return to earth to witness in the last days that Elijah will return in the last days. Now, he is introduced to us in a most dramatic way. He strives in the court of Ahab and Jezebel. And makes a very brave announcement no other prophet or man would have went up against them. And he goes in the court and he says to them, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, well, we're going to talk about this part first. And so he went up against them because God was with him. God commanded him to do this. He was the man for the job, or we were God sent us. Are we in a place where God told us to be? Every place don't feel comfortable. Every place he sent us don't seem right to us. Or when it starts kind of scratching and scraping us a little bit, then we get irritable. Oh, I don't think I'm supposed to be that. Because I seen them whispering at me, or somebody was saying this and that, and honey, they don't like me up in there. I ain't going back there, you know. No. This was Ahab and Jezebel, the prophet slayers. Prophet Elijah had to go before them and stand there and say what God told him to say. We're prophets of God. Some places we're going to have to go. God sent us, we're not going to like. And it's not going to feel good to you or to me. I done been in some places. I done been before some people. Well, you got to stand up and say boldly what God have for you to say. Are you where God sent you? So, God said, are we telling the Lord, okay, Father, send me, I'll go. Are you going to go? Are you going to be obedient? That's when Prophet Sadler was talking about being obedient. That was my confirmation that the Lord had me to talk about this, because this is how we are obedient to the Lord and doing what he say do and going where he send us, because it is he who make provision for us. It is God that make the provision for us. If we don't be in the spot that we're supposed to be in and do what he tell us to do, how can he make provision for us? A lot of times we be good, just getting by, because we're not where God told us to go and be. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. They're not going to do that because God makes provision for us. We be getting by because we're getting by because we're not in the place where God has told us to be, because if we was, we'll have provision made for us. Just like when he told this next verse, he told Elijah, he said, get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. There is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Supposing Elijah had went the other way, westward, what provision would God had made for him? God over westward when he told him to go eastward. He said, you got a brook. You got good spring water right there that you can live and drink that spring water, and then I'm gonna send the ravens, the birds, to feed you at night, in the evening. Elijah had not been obedient, he wouldn't have got his provision. He wouldn't have been fed. He might have scraped here and scraped there, but it still wouldn't have been what God had for him. God make provisions for us that he want us to have, not what we can scrape up and all this kind of stuff. We kings and queens, kings and priests, he would never see the righteous forsaken or see begging bread. He will provide for us. He is our provider. It's so many times, and I'm talking about myself, that if I had not done the things that God had told me to do, I was in Louisville, Kentucky. told me that he was going to take care of me. I was in Tampa, Florida. When God told us to go there, we went and came back because we was ready to stay in East St. Louis. We weren't trying to go anywhere. He talked to me one day. I was in Faye's furniture store, pawn shop, downtown East St. Louis, looking at some jewelry. He said, I gave you this money to go to Florida. He said, now go to Florida with what you got left. I had maybe $164 left. I instantly told my ex-husband, I instantly told him, I said, the Lord say for us to leave here and go to Tampa, Florida. If I had not did what he said, he wouldn't have provided, we would have ate, but it wouldn't have been the provision that God had for us. When we was obedient and went, God planted, gave me some inventing stuff to do, some things to work on. And when I did that, God blessed us to make over $150,000 that one year. That one year. He had people doing stuff for me that I did not even know. All I did was call and ask, and they did it, just like the lady did for Elijah. They did it for me, and when I tell you, God is never lies. He is never late. He is a man of his word. God did it. So when we're not, we're prospering, but we're not up to where we should be, we got to start asking ourselves, are we where God told us to go? Are we in the direction where God told us to do? Are we doing what God has put before us? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We got to be in the place where God is sending us so he can make provision for us. He'll do it right there, but not like he would if we was in the place where he assigned for us. He know the plans he have for us, and they are good. And I thank and praise God today because Elijah is the best example. He had not went, and even to that, God kept on providing for Elijah because he stayed there, and the birds was feeding, and the brook was where he was drinking his water from. But on down the line, the brook started drying up, huh? Glory to God. The brook started drying up. Every day he saw that water decreasing. Every day he saw it decreasing. And the Lord did too. Oh, but the Lord knew it was going to dry up. So it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had not been no rain in the land. Elijah said it wasn't going to rain because he said it was going to rain. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise and go thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. He's still making provision for Elijah. Because Elijah stepped out in the deep, went before Ahab and Jezebel, and did what God asked him to do. If we could do what God asked us to do, I'm telling you, he won't leave us or forsake us. He won't do that. God will stand right there with us. He said, don't even look at their faces. Just do what I tell you to do. He is a good God. He told her cooking. Her husband was and died because they didn't have anything. A handful of flour and a cruise of oil. That's okay. So God was going to sustain both of them for being in a place where they were supposed to be. He sustained both of them and blessed both of them for doing. When you're best a prophet, you get a prophet reward. When you bless the man and woman of God, you get God blesses you. And he blessed the widow woman. even when a son died, Elijah laid on him, and God brought him right back. It's a blessing and an honor. It's a blessing and an honor to have a chance to be obedient to our God. I'm telling you, God is so awesome, and he is a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. I thank him. But we have to be in the place where we're supposed to be with God. We have to be right there. If we're not in that place, we won't get what God promised us. These are promises God made to us. These are promises that he made to us. If we could be he said, go. We supposed to be go. He sent us out. Even in the New Testament, he sent the men out two by two. He sent them out. Jesus sent them out two by two. Go. He always sending us somewhere. But are you in the place yet? Are you where you supposed to be? Are you there? We need to get in the place where we supposed to be. Just 1 minute, you all. One second. So we have to, we have to try to be in that place where God has told us, where he wants. Because let me tell you something, I don't care what kind of distraction he throw at me today, I know this is a word that God has given you and given me. We got to be in that place so we can be blessed like he want to bless us. See, we being blessed now, but wait till we finish being in the place where he want us to be. He's going to bless your socks off. You're going to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. You're going to know that it's God, too, because he's going to let you know that it's him. And can't nobody do the things that he's going to do for you, and you're going to know it's God doing this. So are you in the place where you should be at this time? Are you there? Are you there? Are we there yet? Are you obedient enough to keep up with what God is telling you to do? Are you there yet? God wants you to be obedient to the word.
Amen.
God wants you to be obedient to the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He wants you to be obedient to what he has called you to do. He called you to preach. Mm-hmm. He called you to teach. Whatever God called you to do, that's what you have to do. You got to be obedient. It's a sacrifice, but you got to be obedient. Are you in that place yet? Are you there yet? Are we there yet? So many times, it's a hard thing to do, but it's a right thing. When God tells you to do something, it's right. When God tells you to go witness or go help somebody, be a blessing to somebody, it's right. You got to do what God has called you to do. Sometimes you may have to go down on the corner and minister to somebody. You don't want to go down there, but that's not your call. That's God. When God, just like he told Elijah to go to Ahab and Jezebel. He was afraid of Jezebel because she killed all the prophets. She killed not all of them, but she killed a lot of the prophets. He was afraid to go to her, but he went. He did what God told him to do. Ahab, they was on the sitting on the throne in Israel. He had to do, and he was by himself. You know, a lot of us have prayer partners or somebody to encourage us to go. He didn't have nobody at that time. He was by himself, so he had to do it. He had to do it. We got some hard jobs to do, as ministers, as pastors, as prophets of God. And we have to do this. We can't put them off. We got to stand for the Lord. We got to stand for the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to let either Prophetess Harris or Prophetess Dallas pray. There's some people coming up now. And then I will do the benediction in a few minutes. Okay? Any one of y'all. Do an altar call.
Amen. Is Prophet Sam on the line?
Hello.
Hey, Sam.
In the bathroom.
Hey, man. At this time, we would like to open this time. We want to open up for altar call. If anyone has anything on their hearts or minds that they would like us to pray with them, please let us know at this time your prayer requests and your prayer concerns. Again, this is the altar call, the time of altar call, where you can bring your burdens to the Lord. You need reconciliation in your home, in your marriage, with your children, your family, or if you're praying for someone else, we admonish you to come forward now. If you have prayers, concerns for the nation, the community. Amen. Anyone want to come forward now with prayer concerns? I'll ask one more time. Anyone in Radio Land have any prayer concerns or prayer requests? Someone may be wanting to open a business and may want or been called into ministry and may want us to pray. Amen. Well, if there's no one to request prayer at this time, I will pray a brief prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour, this time of opportunity to hear your preached word. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Dean, Lord God, bringing this word about Elijah the prophet, about being or asking ourselves, are we where we should be? Lord, I pray that this word will permeate in our hearts, that we will meditate on that, and that you will answer us, oh God. We're looking and we need to hear a word from you, Lord, that we may be in the right position, in the right place, at the right time, Father God. Being guided by your Holy Spirit, oh God, touch your people, Lord, in Radio Land, in the different nations, anyone who's listening to this broadcast, anyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, you know what each of us has need of. You know, oh God, our concerns. Father, strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen the end time men and women of war, Lord God. Strengthen, please, oh God, our families. Strengthen the ministry. Strengthen our spiritual and religious leaders, our political leaders, Lord God. And I pray that you will give your people all over the world, Lord God, a heart of prayer, that we will repent of anything that's not like you. Hear our lament. Hear our cry, O God. Hear those who suffer, Lord God, and help us to rise up and help one another, to do your work, to speak your word, to preach, to evangelize, to touch the sick that they may recover, to anoint them that they may recover, O God. Forgive sin, Lord God. and launch us into places of joy and peace and salvation, that we may walk out your will for our lives, to edify and to exhort, that people will be drawn to you to know that you do hear and answer prayer, that you love your people, and that you are the true and living God, and that you stand with and for your people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle Deborah, Apostle Deans, Apostle Deans.
Yes, I'm going to get ready to, thank you so much, Prophetess Harris. I'm going to get ready to close out because I got some unexpected guests. But I just thank and praise God for me getting this forward without this big distraction.
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the prayer too.
Amen.
Father, we thank you now for blessing us, Lord, with this service. We just give you glory and praise. I ask you to bless everyone in Radio Land and everyone up under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise. I pray that I, amen.
Amen.